sense.
Yeah, we have a lot of talent. I mean, talent can only do so much, you know. You know, trying to get guys smart, get guys to know the defense and the playbook so everybody knows what's going on so they can utilize that talent to the best of their abilities to make, you know, so we can try to be better players.
Thank
you. Always. Set. I was about to be out of here. Go ahead. I had that look like you better hurry up. Yeah, I mean, just like that, man. We're all in the same room. We're all in the same room. And it's good to have a lot of guys out there because it's better competition. It's only going to make, you know, the group better. It's only going to make the group more, you know, more competitive. Yeah, more competitive, and it's going to get us better. So I like having a bunch of guys in there, man, a bunch of athletes that can play ball.
Speaking of getting better, I mean, obviously going against Brady every day has to help you get better.
Yeah.
Seems like today maybe you can put one in you guys' category.
Yeah, I mean, going against him is definitely going to make you better, hands down. You guys know it. Everybody knows it. So, I mean, we just got to keep stringing them along, man. It's practice, what is this? They feel all the same. It's like practice six, I think. It's practice six, so seven. So, it's got to keep stringing along, man, and just keep getting better. He's going to make us better. I mean, our offense is going to make us better. Just learning the same thing is going to make us better. So, we're just trying to get to that top level, you know.
You talked about the continuity. How important is it in developing a continuity and a consistency on that back line so when the real bullets start flying?
Yeah, consistency is number one. I mean, you have to be able to make plays consistently at this, like, boom, 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 boom. Can't be good play, bad play, good play, bad play. So, I mean, being consistent is number one in the back end because if you mess up in the back end, it's a touchdown. You know, so we have to be on the same page and everybody has to know what they're doing so those plays never happen.
Do you guys find it, I mean, most of the question marks about the team are on your side of the ball. Does that motivate you guys that a lot of people?
No, don't pay attention to it. So we haven't even played a game yet, man. So we'll find out, man. We're just going to play ball, play the best of our abilities, and then we'll see what happens after that.
I know what you're saying. You guys haven't played a game yet, but that idea is also nothing new. It was there last year. It was there the year before.
Yeah, in one ear, not the other. That's how we white like it back there. I mean, people are going to say whatever they want to say. Everybody has their opinions. But, no, in one ear, out the other, get better, play ball, go from there.
What are your impressions on Tavon
Wilson? Hey, you ask him. He's good on my end, but you can ask him that.
Is it weird for you to look back? I mean, there's veteran guys, but some of them, like Steve, are new. And you're sort of one of the guys back there that has the most experience in this system. Is that strange for you at all?
No, it's not weird. I mean, we're going to play with the guys that are here. You know, if you're not here, it's for a reason. If you're here, it's for a reason. So whoever's here, you're going to play. Coach wants you here. He wouldn't put you here if you didn't know how to play ball or wasn't smart. So, I mean, whoever's here is going to play. Boom, I'm out.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it.
I'll see you guys, man. All right.